You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted to be joined by, once again, Mr. Chris Eubank Jr. How are you, Chris?
Good. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada right now, enjoying myself. And back in Florida tomorrow to start training again with Roy and get back on it. Just signed with a new promotional company and they're going to get me a fight ASAP. So, got to get back in the gym and ready for that.
Let's talk about that. You've linked up with Team Salen now. Talk to me about your decision to why you're joining up with Team Salen.
We had a great relationship, a great partnership during the World Boxing Super Series. I liked how they moved. I liked the shows that they put on. They delivered. And, I was obviously with PBC and Showtime over the last 2 years. But, they have a lot of fighters underneath their banner. And especially during COVID, it's impossible for them to give everybody the attention that they need. So I was in a position where I wasn't really sure when I was fighting and, a lot of stuff was going on and the Salen brothers hit us up and said, listen, we want to put a lot behind you and get you going. We've got these names, we've got these numbers, we've got this plan, this route. What do you think? And, it was an offer we couldn't really refuse. So very excited, very happy to now be with Team Salen and to see to see what they can deliver over the next 2 years.
How's your relationship been left with Al Haymon, Chris?
Great, we're fine. He knows he was involved in everything we spoke and he understood. And he's not like a bitter guy, now they're not with us, so we're gonna do this or that. He was very understanding and happy to help us with the transition. So relationship is still fine.
When we spoke in November, you said to me that the plan was for you to have a big fight in December. Why didn't that materialize?
A big fight. December last year. Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine, Coogan. Like I said, there's a reason why I've changed promotional teams. They weren't able to give me the things that I was asking. They weren't able to, they weren't able to deliver on some of the things that, I was expecting to deliver on. So, we're here now and I'm very confident in Salen and the Salen brothers and what they can put in front of me over the next year.
The fight that was being talked about for you was the Charlo fight. Does your move away from them now kind of maybe put that on the back burner for a minute, you and Charlo?
I don't think so. Charlo's a name that the Salen brothers put to me, as part of the deal. All the guys that have big belts in the middleweight division are on the list. They're on the hit list. They're on the radar. So that fight can definitely still be made. It's a fight that a lot of fans are calling for. Charlo is definitely somebody we'll be fighting within the next year or two.
In my interview with Kala Sauland only a couple of hours ago, he's pinpointed Gennady Golovkin as the main target, the one that you're going to go for to fight this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's no secret. I've wanted that fight for years. And they are giving me the opportunity to go for him. So that's a huge thing and something that... it's a win-win. Everybody wins. The fans win, and the fighters win. So hopefully we can get that fight on in 2021.
Some of the other names that Callis Allen mentioned to me were the likes of Liam Williams, Morata, and guys like this. Kell Brook was mentioned by Callis Allen today. He was just kind of throwing in names of potential opponents that could see you in the ring with this year. Have these names been discussed at any point with
Morata, yes. I have no thing about Kell Brook or Williams. But I need a warm-up fight. So, you know, if they want to throw one of those guys in there with me, you know, in the next month or so, get me warmed up for my world title fight, then that's, I would say no. I've been out of the ring for 13 months and my last fight was only 2 rounds. So, you know, I need to shake off a little bit of the ring rust. So if they want to throw me one of those guys to just, you know, smack about for a little bit, then I'll be happy to do that. But the main goal is to fight these world champions. Morata has been elevated now to super champion, WBA. I'm WBA interim world champion. So that's a fight that it makes sense. It's a fight that I would definitely win and that I want, this year for sure. So yeah, it's all on the Salem brothers to produce the names that they've given me. And I'm sure they will.
Chris, just going back to what you said there, you look at people like Kell Brook, Liam Williams as what would be a tune-up fight for you. Is that how you look at them fights, really?
Absolutely. What else would I look at them as?
Well, I'm just asking. I mean, they're good opponents for you, I think. Kell Brook, Liam Williams, no?
No, they're great opponents for me as a warm-up.
Okay. Callis Allen also mentioned the possibility of the Saunders rematch as well. He said that obviously Saunders is still targeting that Canelo fight, but that's something of interest. We've obviously been speaking about this for years and years and years, but could that be a possibility for this year?
It's a possibility every year. Is it something I'm banking on or working towards? No. I'm campaigning at 60, 160 at middleweight. And the only name I would really jump up to fight at 168 is Canelo. If they put a deal together, I've been saying it for fucking years. If they put a deal together and it makes sense, then I'll take the fight. But it's not, I don't see it happening. And there's a lot of big names in the middleweight division, a lot of belts to be taken. So that's where I'm at, and I cannot wait.
So aside from Canelo, you're a 160er. There's, depending on the fight, if there was a fight put to you, then you obviously would consider it. But for the moment, you're at 160.
I mean, who else would I go up to fight? I mean, yes, you talk about Saunders every time we speak, but, you know, at the end of the day, my goal is to become a middleweight world champion. And then, you know, and that's going to happen this year. And then after that, I don't need to go up to fight Saunders. He needs to come down if he wants to fight me. I don't need him. He needs me. He's the only one that people want to see. I'm the only one that people want to see him fight. So he would come down. Now, if I don't have the world title and they offer me the fight at 168, that's different. But I don't see that happening. Eddie hasn't been in touch with me about it. If they wanted that fight, they would have said something by now. So in my opinion, they don't want it. And so I've got big fish to fry.
The only reason, obviously, yes, you're correct. I do mention it every time because it's a rematch that has been talked about for years, hasn't happened yet. And I'm sure the majority of the fans would want to see that fight. But like I said, we've repeated ourselves on numerous occasions with this.
Yes, we have. I cannot wait for the day when, you know, it won't have to be repeated, when I can just put it all behind. But I understand, you know, until that time comes, it's always a topic that's going to be spoken on. But you've got to at least try and find a different angle, Coogan. You know, you've got to ask some different questions about it if you're going to ask about it. You know.
Well, I'm asking a question that's relevant to kind of the situation. Saunders is looking at Canelo, but again, you've been linked with Billy Joe Saunders in a ring.
Saunders ain't looking at Canelo. Come on, let's be serious here for a minute, all right? Saunders ain't looking anywhere near Canelo.
Why do you think that then?
Because it's not about thinking, it's about knowing.
Aside from COVID, that fight was done for last May, wasn't it? If it wasn't for the COVID situation, that fight would have happened.
He offered the fight. He turned the fight down. He said he wanted 10 weeks or whatever he said to get ready, and he said 8 weeks wasn't enough or something.
He pulled himself out of the running for the second fight, for the fight that Canelo had in December.
Yeah, he doesn't want the fight. So it is what it is.
In regards to your training situation, are you going to still base yourself where you are now currently in Las Vegas with Roy Jones? Are you going to make changes there? Are you going to possibly come back home?
No, yeah, I'm going to be training out here. Roy Jones is head coach and he's a country boy. He doesn't want to be away from the farm. So I have to stay at the farm and train with him. And I'm happy to do that. Now, if I have a fight in England, then we may have to change things. He may have to come over for a period of time before the fight. But outside of that, a lot of my training will be in the States, I believe. Yeah.
Do you anticipate your first fight with the Saulands to be in the UK, possibly?
It is a strong possibility, yeah. But, again, it depends who I fight. You know, a lot of the world champions at middleweight fight in America. So, would they bring those fights over to England? Would they just keep them in America? I don't know. It's up to them to decide. I can fight anywhere. I'm happy to fight in America. I want to fight in America, really, because I've done so much in England. It's like I kind of want to be exposed to a new audience. But I love fighting in England. I love fighting in my home country. And, if they offer me a fight there, then of course I'm going to fight in England.
Do you see yourself playing out the rest of your future with Keller and Lisa Saland?
Listen, I would love that. I would love for things to go that smooth that I don't need to go anywhere else. I have high hopes. They've offered a lot. They've given me a lot of names. They've offered me great numbers and a great plan. And all I can do is hope that they deliver. I have a good track record with them. So I don't see any reason why the things that they've said they will do won't happen. And if they do happen, I won't need to look anywhere else. So I guess we'll find out. We'll find out this year.
What percentage of Chris Eubank have we seen, in your opinion? Like, as in the best? What have we seen?
I've put my all into a lot of these fights. But I feel like I've had a new lease of life, a new fire has been lit. And that is due to the time I've spent now with Roy. So, are you going to see a completely different fighter? No, I'm 31 years old. I can't just change who I am. But are you going to see a new and improved version of Chris Eubank Jr.? Absolutely. The things I've been working on, the mindset that's now a part of my boxing style, it's bigger and better than ever. So very excited to get in the ring and show it off.
All right, well, listen, I know we're a little bit pushed for time here. So, Chris, I appreciate you speaking to IFL TV as always, and we look forward to seeing your journey and a new chapter in your career with Team Sauerland.
Yes, and, you know, I will be back in the ring within the next 2 to 3 months. So stay tuned. 2021 is going to be massive.
Appreciate you, Bank. Thank you very much for talking to us, and we'll definitely catch up with you again soon. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.